When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Lily Hyatt, and you're listening to Perfectly Good Podcast.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another new episode of Perfectly Good Podcast, the only podcast on the internet where we are counting down every John Hyatt song in alphabetical order. I am one of your hosts, Jesse Jackson, and like the night, rustling winds, Sylvan Groth is here tonight. Hi, Sylvan. How are you?
I have never been described as such, but I am wonderful because I get to sit and talk with my brother and Hyatt about my favorite thing in the entire world, which is John Hyatt songs. And what better form of friendship than this love of this music?
Absolutely. This has been, as we often talk about how much fun we're having on this journey, we are still in the F's, but we are slowly coming to an end. So that is exciting. Always cool when we wrap up a letter.
Yes, and there could be something very exciting happening in the G's, just to tease a little bit.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Absolutely. Tonight, friend of mine, you got some Just the Facts?
I would be happy to talk about Just the Facts. Friend of Mine was track number 13 on Walk On. That was the first album released by Capitol Records on October 24th, 1995. That album was produced by Don Smith and featured Davey Fairher on bass, Michael Urbano on drums, and David Immergluck on a whole bunch of musical instruments. It was recorded at Castle Studios in Franklin, Tennessee, mixed at A&M Studios in Hollywood. And it is the last track because it's the last one on the liner notes for Walk On, but actually there was a hidden track, Mile High. It's the second to last track of Walk On, and I'm going to give myself a little bit of a shameless plug. Walk On is really when I came into my fandom and when I spent the majority of my time getting going on my little project that I had before podcasts were a thing, my fan magazine, which are all available on the John Hyatt archives under collectors. Look for Slow Turning, the John Hyatt fanzine. And I had been searching high and low because I knew I remembered a quote about this song, and I could not find it despite all my efforts to Google, despite having access to a Ivy League college library. Could not find this quote, but you know where I found it? In issue 4 of Slow Turning. And I was quoting Kevin Avery, who interviewed John Hyatt in an article called John Hyatt's Wonderful Racket. And they talked about Friend of Mine. This is John Hyatt quote. "We had a tour manager at the time who had the uncanny ability to squeeze all kinds of perks out of the various hotels around the country. Somehow, for the rate of a regular room, He conned them into giving me the presidential suite. What president? I don't know. And in parentheses, that there was a grand piano in this room. John continues, I put my bag up on it and sat down and started noodling. The next thing you know, I was playing the figure for that song. The song just flew out. It was as if my buddy visited me there. So I also thought that I had a quote from John that he talked specifically about who the friend is. I could not find that for the life of me. So the quest continues. And if anyone out there recalls exactly who, I do know at one point he had dedicated a song to his old guitar teacher, Orlando something. And again, I wasn't able to actually dig out those things. My apologies for failing in just the facts, but those are at least some very interesting facts about Friend of Mine from the album Walk On.
One of the interesting things as I'm got this on Spotify on repeat, that it actually has the 2 or 3 minutes on the track of the silence that,
oh, that's hilarious. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that it plays that. And then, and I'm like, is there a hidden track? And it, you know, and then, so it doesn't play the hidden track. It just plays the silence on that. So right. It's, yeah, that's very cool. All right.
And I'm sorry, I forgot to mention, I do believe we had some nice covers. So if you have access to YouTube, please find our YouTube channel and you can listen to those. None that I think were officially released by a record company, but some great musicians who fool around with this song, and they did a lovely job.
Oh, very nice. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the lyrics. We're going to talk about the themes. This, I may quote a Bruce Springsteen song. I may not. We just don't know, but it did
remind
me of one.
Never take the odds on him not doing it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and so please listen to these lovely ads, and we'll be back in a moment.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once, new quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
All right, we're back. I was going to ask you if we knew who he was talking about. It is a very sweet song, and it feels like he is talking about someone, not in general terms, a loss, but someone.
Yes, it does have the tone of someone specific.
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity for me to brag or kind of shame myself that I've often said that I've forgotten more about John Hiatt's music than most people who consider themselves John Hiatt fans. This is unfortunately one of those cases that I swear I knew who it was, but I can't remember. Yeah. And maybe that makes it better for the analysis here.
Yeah. I'll start with lyrics. Friend of mine has gone away. Like a light from yesterday, lost in space, somewhere they say, this friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
right away, I'm just captured by this, his voice, the tone, the feeling of loss, and of how the idea that when you lose someone, they're also there, and that lost in space somewhere, they say. I just love how this song begins. Sylvan, any thoughts?
I agree with you 100%. And this is definitely one of those that you can't really separate the lyrics from the tune.
Yeah.
The way that the piano comes in and John has a conversation between his vocal styles and those notes of the keys coming out very simply does speak to both loneliness and a relationship that was quite intimate. And the love comes through very clearly. You know, it is a perfect example of it doesn't have to be a romantic kind of love for it to be pure and for it to be treasured and for there to be a great loss when it goes away. And yeah, I think that's enough about the first verse. Should I go on to the second?
Please.
He could sing like a child, a mother's dream, so sweet and mild, or big and mean, loud and wild, this friend of mine.
Yeah. It is so beautiful. And there's a couple songs this reminds me of. And as you guys have heard, I've become a recent convert of Jason Isbell. And he was very close to, and damn it, why am I drawing a blank? On the Justin Van Zandt was his friend. And he, on his new album, Jason has a song called When We Were Close. And it says, I got a picture of us back when we were close, before we had somebody picking out our clothes, but you always dressed in your Sunday best, even when we didn't have nowhere to go. I got a picture of us playing in a bar, and your shirt cost more than your guitar, but you played so heavy, you always let me sing a couple, even though you were the star. And it is all about Justin Van Zandt and the love. And there is a line where he talks about he pictures him overdosing and worrying about, like, now his daughter is never going to, Justin's daughter is never going to know. When one of the lines, it's not up to me to forgive you for the nights that your love had to live through, but you'll never need to look me in the eye. I am the last of the two of us. And it's just a really beautiful song about his friend. And I got that same feeling. When We Were Close is very much rocking. It is a very upbeat, fast beat song. This works perfectly with John and his piano just talking about this friend who means so much to him. I just love this.
Yeah, and I love the real vulnerability and openness about the images he's chosen in the second verse. He refers to his friend like a child. That's not often how men show affection to him. It's like, oh yeah, you're the best man or whatever. And admiring his singing and the contrast of the range. And I think that's the perfect metaphor for the emotions one feels when you love somebody, that loud and wild, big and mean, all the above.
Yeah, and there's that purity of a child's voice before, and many people would say my voice never did drop, but you have that, right? You have that child purity before puberty, and that beautiful, you'll hear this boys choir or young children, a children choir, right? That, and it's this beautiful, almost innocent, and he could sing like a child, but also big and mean, love and wild, this friend of mine. The idea that you can sing like an angel, but also live like the devil, this up and coming perfect. Then he His voice is still like the night, rustling winds of angel flight. Take him home to the light, this friend of mine. I just, this is so touching, right? The
it
idea.
Is.
Yeah.
It's a prayer, short and simple.
Yes.
And it's not often that we have this kind of prayer in public. It is really just asking for the best for his friend's soul, to take him home, to give him the heaven he deserves. And that is such a vulnerable thought, that you need the higher power to take care of your friend beyond this plane. And there's a peacefulness.
And I do agree with you. There is a prayer to this, that he is wishing them safe journeys to the next life and wherever it comes. And I do not think Bruce wrote a song called Terry's Song, which is an unlisted track on Magic, about Terry was his long-term like assistant on the road. And he says, they say you can't take it with you, but I think they're wrong, because all I know is I woke up this morning and something big was gone. Gone into the dark ether where you're still young and hard and cold. Just when they built you, brother, they broke the mold. And the idea of, I love that idea of, they say you can't take it with you, but they've got to be wrong, because I'm missing something. This place in my life.
It turns it on its head. Yeah.
Yeah. And his voice is still like the night, rustling winds of angel flight. Take him home to the light. That is this prayer of, I'm going to remember you, and rest well, my friend. This is short. It is poignant. It is everything. Okay, I'm going to sound a little egotistical here, maybe, or that pompous. But I think this is everything that young John was trying to do so hard, that experienced John is able to do. And as he said, he's on that piano, and it's beautiful. And
yeah, at one point there's a quote where he's talking about the blues music, and he says, he's talking about the song Wang Dang Doodle. And he's like, how on earth can you be that simple?
Yeah.
And it's really hard to be that simple. Here is John being really simple, making it look effortless. But I think it doesn't take much analysis to know how incredibly difficult it is to knock this one out of the park, really. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll hear stories, or I'll read about, there are contests where you have to write a short story in X amount of words, right? And so you have to use every word perfect. You can't use less, you can't do more. It has to be exactly so many words. And this is
my Achilles heel as a writer.
Yeah. And the idea that this is so, and I don't want to say this is perfect, but I'm going
to
say it's perfect. It is perfect for what this song wants to be.
Yes.
The emotion. There are a couple of songs that are in my life, that Charles Brodsky wrote a song that Sarah Hickman covered, We Are Each Other's Angels, which is a song that means a lot to me. It was on my F Cancer playlist. Land of Hope and Dreams by Bruce, a couple other songs on his. There are the songs just mean emotional to me. Rest of the Dream is a song that's just means a lot to me. Obviously, Have a Little Faith, right? This is one of those that if I was thinking about, if we lost someone, I would use this as a prayer to send someone in an email or in a post to go, I just want to share this with you as a words of comfort. Does it make it a 5-star song? I don't know. but it sure feels like one.
Okay.
So I'm not saying we're get to rating yet, but it is quick, it mm-hmm. is poignant, and it is beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful in its simplicity and its purity. Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't really call out the covers in the Just the Facts section, because they are worth listening to. First of all, there is a version by our boy Jake Thistle, which I think is really interesting when we talk. And again, sorry, not to be condescending, Jake is younger than a lot of John Hiatt fans, but not really that young anymore.
Right.
He's old enough to know better. It's interesting hearing him sing this song in his 20-something year old voice versus the 40-something year old voice that John was when he recorded it. There's also a version by a female singer, Shannon King, another one by Jeremy Male, and sorry, I'm trying to get my computer to work here. Please do subscribe to our YouTube and listen to those, because they're definitely worth hearing. And I think when you hear John's version, you imagine this is so personal. No one else could sing that and have it sound quite as emotionally impactful. But I think you're right, Jesse, that when you're feeling those emotions and those kind of emotions of loss make us feel helpless in finding the right words, having something that we could then turn to and have those words laid out, those emotions can come through no matter who is singing them. And it is different for each person, because every person's loss is individual. And they were, I think, all very lovely.
Yeah, this was really a treat for me to listen to today. It meant a lot to me. And I'm really glad that this one came up as a reminder of what, of just John can be so different and do so many different styles. And to have this done is just something I just think a little special.
Yeah, it's not one that if you were trying to convince someone that John is a great songwriter, you would quote these lyrics, which is a shame, because it does prove what a great songwriter he is. It's just not overtly clever. It's
right.
Pure.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's your turn to rate first.
All right. All that being said, maybe I will earn my big green meanie. When we sat down to think about this, and as I was gathering information in the covers, I was thinking this was like a real middle of the road Hiatt song, because Hiatt is so amazingly great in everything he does. And it's a simple one. There's not a lot of musical flourishes. It's, I think, limited in how much you could interpret it. Certainly the covers do prove it's open to interpretation. So I was thinking it was a 3, but the more I sat with it, and as we said, I think it has to earn an extra point because it's the kind of song that sometimes you need. And when you need a song and something fits the bill so perfectly, and it teaches you something about the human soul, or it gives you something that your human soul needs in a precise moment, you get that extra point. And so it's a 4 for me.
I am right there with you. Like I said, it feels at time it should be, it's a perfect song. So how can a perfect song not be a 5? But I think this is, you said it best. I always need Feels Like Rain. Mm-hmm. I always need Have a Little Faith. I always need Perfectly Good Guitar. I don't always need this song, but mm-hmm. when I do, I'm really glad it's there.
Absolutely.
And when it's there, I'm really happy that I've got it. So I agree. It's a 4. And if I'm really depressed, it's probably a 5 on that type.
Yeah, it's a 5 when you need it. And
yeah.
And again, it's our scale is based on John.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be devoting hours of our lives every week if John wasn't worth it. And
yeah.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, thank you, John. I really appreciate that. All right, Sylvan, if someone wants to reach us and reach you, how can they?
They can find me, Sylvan Groff, on Facebook. I'm also Sylvan Green Eyes on the Evil X. But probably the best way is to find our Perfectly Good Podcast Facebook page or send us an email at perfectlygoodpodcast@gmail.com.
And I am at Jesse Jackson DFW on Twitter, aka X, Jesse Jackson on Facebook. We would love to hear from you. This is the last week, as we are releasing this, that you can send in your reviews to win a autographed copy of Micah Elliott's John Hyatt biography, Have a Little Faith, a John Hyatt Story. All you got to do is tell someone about us. Just post on any social media that you love the podcast. Tell why. Send an email to some friends saying, hey, you should check out this podcast. And then send us a screenshot. Send us, blind copy us on the email. However you want to do it, let us know. And then all the entries are going to go in a hat. And we're going to give out two wonderful copies of this book. And if I haven't thanked him lately, thank you, Michael Elliott. He did this. He sent us the books and told us, hey, give these away. And he has promised to come back on the podcast sometime this year. So
thank
yes.
you, Michael. It's a lovely book. As I said, I feel like sometimes I have forgotten more than most people who know a lot about John Hyatt know. What a lovely gift to have so much information in a nice, convenient package with an index and a bibliography. That's very helpful.
Yes.
And it's a pleasure to read, whether you already know a lot of it or it's new for you for the first time. It's a very readable and just joy.
Super. All right. Another song down, one step closer to wrapping up the F's. Thank you, as always, for spending time with me. You are my joy.
You are a very good friend of mine, Jesse.
Thank you. Yes. Listeners, please let us know what you think. Send us feedback. We'd love to hear you. We are always looking for co-hosts. There's always room in our Cadillac for a third voice. You don't have to wait to one of your favorite songs. You can just pick any John Hyatt song. That it's easy to find on our Facebook page. There's a link when we're planning to record the songs. Sign up and we'll probably make it happen.
Absolutely. And don't feel like you have to hold out to wait for that one song that you want. We totally welcome repeat guests.
Oh, absolutely. And because, and I will say this before, there is a joy to spending time with a song you haven't spent a lot of time with, especially a lot of some of these earlier Johns before the trilogy. It's nice to spend some time with that and see early John. So get out there and do it.
John. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you, Sylvan. Thank you, listeners. I think we're going to end with Have a Little Faith.
Have a Little Faith. Bye.
Bye. Baby, we can come on home. Put the cow horns back on the Cadillac and change the message on the quarter mile.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.